October 1st, 2017. My name is Jen Yeager, and I'm speaking with Helen Nagy Josephson and Trinket Galleon, her daughter. And this is a recording for Project Jukebox and for the National Park Service Traditional Heritage Project. And Helen, were you born in Seldovia?
No, I wasn't born. Went there when I was about 10 years old, 9 or 10 in that area, yeah. Came from where were we living before? I can't even...
Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks, yeah. We came down from Fairbanks, yeah.
But you were born in McGrath.
Yeah, I was born in McGrath, yeah. And grew up till I was about 3, 4, 5 years old. And then we moved to Fairbanks because they had to go to school. And they didn't have... What the heck is that before? Kindergarten. They didn't have kindergarten in Seldovia, so I had to go... We went down there to go to school, yeah.
What brought your family to Seldovia?
What brought my, oh, my dad, fishing. Dad was a mechanic, and he had a machine shop there. They worked on the boat engines, and we lived on the dock, and the house was on top, and the shop was on the bottom. And so we lived up the slough, yeah, yeah. Was a good place to be. Mm-hmm. Just over the hill from the boardwalk, because we weren't on the boardwalk, we were on the beach, yeah. Or not on the beach, but on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was it like being a child in Seldovia?
Oh, you were always busy. If you wanted to work, you could work, because you could always get a babysit. A girl, well, boys too, I guess, did babysit. You'd always get a babysitting job because when the canneries were working, the mothers and the fathers were usually working there, you know.
I've heard someone say that the slough was a fabulous babysitter by itself. Did you spend a lot of time playing there?
Up at the school, yeah. Well, that was the only playground there was, because otherwise it was the beach, and when the tide was in, you can't go play on the beach, and then... Then up at the school had a playground with swings and a teeter-totter and what else was it? I don't know. Stuff to do, you know, things to play on, yeah. Slide to slide down and things like that. Because you usually had, like when you got about 10 or so years old, you had another kid to watch, you know, so. Or make sure they were safe on the play equipment, yeah.
Is that your brother or what?
Yeah, my brother for sure. And then my sister, she was real small because she was only 10. I mean, I was only 10 and she was just a real crawling around thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're the oldest in your family?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
And so John is your brother, right?
Yes,
And then?
My sister Diane, yeah, She works with the young kids, yeah.
Okay. And who were your parents?
My dad had a machine shop. He worked on boat engines. Mm-hmm. Leroy was his name. And then Mom usually worked in the cannery in the summertime. She did odd jobs, yeah. Uh-huh.
So Leroy Crawford would have been his name?
Yeah, Crawford. My name was Helen Crawford, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I had a brother, a younger brother. He was 3 years younger than me. He is, not was. And then Diane, my little sister, and she was 10 years younger than me. So I babysat her most of the time while Mom worked in the cannery and stuff, yeah.
Do you remember which cannery your mom worked in?
Well, there was 3 canneries. Let's see, the AYR, Shellfish, and then, what the heck, I can't even remember the name. What's the name of the other I can't even remember the name of the cannery I worked in. I'll remember it when you leave.
Wakefield's,
yeah.
Okay.
That's the one I couldn't remember, Wakefield's. And my mom worked in Wakefield's, too. And well, everybody in town worked in the cannery. That needed a job, yeah. So it was... It was a busy town, it really was, because, well, we had the boardwalk, and then all the kids were always out on the boardwalk or under the boardwalk during the daytime. Then when the tide was out, we always had the beach to play on and stuff like that. So you were always busy, yeah. You weren't fishing or hiking, yeah.
When was it that you left Seldovia and went and lived with Aunt Bertha before you came back?
I think I was 10 years old when I went to live with Annie Bertha and Uncle Eddie, yeah. Because I might have been a little older. I can't even remember when it was.
But you did leave Seldovia for a while.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, too.
And where was that you went to?
In Anchorage, uh-huh, yeah. Stayed in Anchorage with my aunt and uncle, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and then I went to school up there a couple of years, too. Yeah. Man, that was a long time ago. I can't remember. Holy moly.
So did you finish school up there or in Seldovia?
Where did I graduate? I think we did have teacher come that year, my senior year, and I graduated in Seldovia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three of us. Yeah, there was three of us. Me, Noel, and May Carlo, and Noel Raymond, and me were the graduating class. Three girls, yeah.
That sounds like classes are about the same size then as they are now.
Yeah, really, it was a small class. But you got a lot of special attention. And it was interesting. I enjoyed it. We always had good teachers that enjoyed teaching the kids, you know. They didn't just give you something to do and tell you to go sit down and do it. They were always working with us and stuff like that. They were good teachers. And you ended up really liking them, you know, as a kid even, you know. Because I don't think there was one that the kids didn't like, you know. Because all the high school kids were together, we had classes. The classes we had were in, you know, sophomore, junior, senior. We didn't, because you had like, I think I had my sophomore class, my first year in high school, and then I had junior, and then I had freshman class, and then the senior class, yeah, so.
That's how they do it now.
Yeah, and they still do it the same way now because there's never enough kids for to have all of the classes, yeah. So it was fun. It was interesting, I thought.
That's interesting that it's reverted back to that.
Yeah, really.
Because when I was in school, it wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you guys had
there were a lot more students. So.
Yeah.
So did you have individual grades?
Mm-hmm. In high school we did, yes.
Okay, yeah. So all seventh graders together and not mixing with eighth graders and so on.
Right.
About how many kids did you have in the class?
My class, there we about 15.
Yeah, there's more
we
kids.
We graduated with 12 kids in our class in 87. So.
Yeah.
But now it's like back to.
Into the old
days,
yeah.
My girls did it like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting, yeah.
See it come full circle.
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh. I'm curious to see how many families graduated three generations from the Seldovia schools.
Yeah, there's been quite a few.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of the other young people you used to spend time with?
Well, it was me, Carlo. I think Raymond. What the heck was her name? First name? Can't even remember. There was just, well, like May and I, we were in the same class. And then, what was her name? Oh, God, that one. Oh, I can't even remember. But there was three of us that I went through high school and stuff with, yeah. I can't remember her name. That's funny.
It's okay. How about, when did you start taking up art?
Like all the classes, we always had an art period, you know, to draw or to color something or whatever the teacher knew how to do is what we got taught. That's how it was, is what the teacher knew. new to teach us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we always had an art class or you know, a period of art stuff, yeah. Even just reading a book or doing drawing pictures or if they had craft material, then we could do craft stuff, yeah. Uh-huh. It depended upon what the teacher knew to teach us, you know, is what it, the way it went, more or less, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, over the years, I know you've done art in a number of different forms. I know you've done beading, and you do bentwood hats, and you do painting. And,
yeah.
And how did you learn to bead?
Beadwork my mom taught me, and my grandma. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my auntie, I lived, how many years with auntie? I lived with my aunt for 3, 4, 5 years. And she did handiwork too, so I learned to embroider and crochet and knit and do all the handwork, you know. Yeah, and beading. Well, of course, beading I learned from Mom, yeah, and my grandma, yeah, while she was alive, yeah. And then I just always have enjoyed arts and crafts, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the fancy work, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to do the icing sculpture of the Russian Orthodox Church Sadovia?
What the heck was... There was some festival coming up in the church, and I wanted to
Well, you worked on the consecration of it, you know, you did,
yeah,
you did all
that.
Yeah,
that's right, I did... Worked on the restoration stuff, on a consecration of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, once I got with that. And then the one priest that would come to town regularly helped me and encouraged me, and I really, that's how we got it re-consecrated
and remodeled.
Or updated, yeah. The building fixed and stuff like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you grow up with Russian Orthodox traditions?
Yeah, in the church in Sadovia. When we didn't have a regular priest, just when the traveling priests would come, yeah. Uh-huh. And I always went to church and participated in it, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What are some of the things you remember from the services? Like, what was an average or a typical service like?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Hours.
Yeah, yep. Hours. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, boy, I don't know. It just was regular church, you know. Uh-huh.
Was it in English or in Russian?
Oh, no, it was in English, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, for us kids, because us kids never got to learn Russian or anything like that. People would come and talk about it and stuff, but we never had any classes in it, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had to stand the whole time, right?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, you did, uh-huh. Yeah. Except for when you were kneeling, then you got to rest. Yeah.
Would you kneel for the prayers, or what would be the parts where you would
kneel? Yeah, you'd kneel for certain services. They'd have different services on different subjects, and certain subjects you would do kneeling on, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really interesting. And I really enjoyed working on the restoration of it and met so many nice people and interested people to help you in the way that they could, you know. That's what I really appreciated, because met so many people.
Bishop Gregory came.
Bishop Gregory, oh yes, had a really good friendship with him. Yeah, uh-huh, really enjoyed his interpretations that he gave us and stuff like that, so that you could understand what was happening and going on and why. Yeah, really. Yeah, he was a good friend, really good friend. Became a really good friend of mine, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that must have been just a huge project. Do you remember much about what condition the church was in before and what things were done?
Oh, yeah, it was in critical condition when we started on it, because it was really, the building was really getting shaky and needed attention, you know. Had to work underneath to get the pilings, new pilings put in and stuff like that, you know. Because it was, well, it finally got condemned to where we couldn't have services anymore in it. So we were really lucky. At the time, there was money that we could apply for to get it back to. And I had lots of help from so many people that knew how to do what needed to be done, and I would have never been able to do it on my own, or I wouldn't even try to claim doing it on my own, because it was the other people that helped so much, yeah. Uh-huh. And they were also willing to help us, yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it mostly people from Seldovia, or did people come from...
Yeah, the people from Seldovia helped, and then whatever they need done, they brought people in. The group that was working with us, you know, and stuff, would bring what we needed to have done. They'd bring people to see that it was done and done correctly, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I didn't have no knowledge to be able to... Lots of things surprised me that we did that I didn't know we could do, you know. It was great. Yeah, it was a nice project. It was really... really fulfilling for you to work on it, yeah. Because everybody that worked on it was anxious and wanted to help and wanted to do it, you know. So you didn't have to go and beg somebody, you know, because there was all, seemed like no matter what we were going to do, the right people showed up like magic, you know. It was really great. Yeah.
So do you remember, besides the... So new pilings for the foundation, do you remember what other projects?
Oh, yeah, we did inside. We were did a lot of work inside, because the paint had to be scraped, and then the repainting, and then parts of it that were falling apart had to be rebuilt and stuff like that. And we never did ever have any trouble finding somebody to come and help us do that, you know. Yeah.
What did you actually do to to restore the icons that were hanging?
Oh, yeah, the icons, and we did restoration on them, cleaning them, and then retouching them up. We didn't repaint them or anything, but we touched them up where they needed to be touched up, the framework and stuff needed work on it and stuff like that. It was a lot of work, really, when you think of it. But it was fun because it was always a new project. You weren't redoing something all the time. It was a new project whenever you started something.
I remember you and Dad working on the chandelier, because there was no power. So there was a chandelier that came out of the altar that hung down. They had to light.
Yeah.
But you guys gold leafed the whole thing. Do you remember laying the gold leaf on
We had the gold leaf. Yeah.
That was really pretty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. It ended up, it's still real beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody's, I've never talked to anybody lately. I don't know if they're keeping up on what they need to do.
Not this year, but 2016, last year, they had a group of volunteers that repainted the outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we've been really lucky getting people wanting to help keep it up, you know. And everybody in town is proud of it because it's part of town, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you did the icon restoration and cleaning and so on. You did that yourselves?
Well, I worked on it. Or no, we had people come and offer that came and helped us and showed us what we need to do. All we had to do was ask for somebody to... that was interested in doing it, and they would come from surprising where they would come from, you know. It really was. Was really interesting, and really great people, and really worked on it. They weren't just there to stand aside to be saying that they had been there when we'd done it, you know. They worked on it, and it was so great, yeah.
Do you remember any of the local people that were involved?
Oh, yeah, almost everybody in town helped on it, donating money or helped doing if they knew how to work, how to do like foundation work or how to do whatever it was. They came and worked on it. Some we had to pay for, though. But I don't know who. It's been a while. I don't remember.
And you said there was some money available. Was that through the Russian church, the diocese, or?
The what?
I was wondering, it sounds like you applied for a grant to do something.
Oh, yeah, from the state. Yeah, and restoration grant, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh, and we got it from the state, yeah. Uh-huh. And then the, from churches they would not offer, but
send their offerings, yeah.
Yeah, participate and pay, helping to pay for it, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really surprising. It just came. When you needed it, it just came from somewhere, you know. And there were so many generous people that had helped us, you know. They were not, well, they had their own churches, but they did help restore and work on the church, you know. So it was great. It was a community. It was not only a community, it was the country did it, you know, because some people even came from outside to help and stuff like that, you know. So we really had, I don't know how they found out we were doing, they knew we were doing it, and they came and helped us participate in it, you know. So it was really great.
And so the consecration service was the big kind of culmination of all that, then?
The what?
You had the service to reconsecrate the church?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the bishop came, and they had people from outside that were in the church, you know, and stuff like that. I can't, there was so much going on, I can't really keep track of what all was going on, yeah.
That must have been pretty exciting day, though.
Oh, it was. It was an exciting time. Seemed like that whole month that we did that in it. There was always something going on, you know, and people coming. Yeah.
Or the reconsecration happened in October time, right?
Yeah, that was in October, yeah. Uh-huh. But the preparation for that to happen was before, yeah. Uh-huh.
I imagine the whole project must have taken several months, or
It took us a whole year. I think it was, I worked on them for a year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I seemed like I was always working. I can't remember.
It seemed longer than a year to me, too. But
To do it. But it seemed like when one project was completed, there always was, that always created two, three more, you know. So it worked out really nice. It worked out really good, and people were so willing to help. That's what was so great about it, you know, because they really, even the people in town that belonged to the other churches helped on it so much, you know, and it just was a whole community thing. It wasn't just one church doing it, you know. It was the churches and the whole community came together on it, you know. And then they would bring people in that they knew that had craft or had knowledge in doing certain things. They would bring people in, too. So it wasn't just the Russian church people doing everything. It was all the churches that helped.
Did they replace the bells at that time? Were the bells replaced during the time?
No, they never replaced them.
The
they
bells?
Just had them tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember. I didn't really work on the bells. The guys worked on the bells, so I can't remember what they had to.
I just remember redoing the bell
the tower.
House,
yeah,
you know, the tower.
Yeah,
and
rebuilding it, yeah.
The ladder. And
bracing it up and building it, yeah. Uh-huh.
My understanding is that church was kind of built at three different times. Is that right? They built a section and then they added on. And then I know the front was built in the early 1900s.
When it was first, worked on, yeah. I know. It just ended up getting so big that I had a hard time keeping track of who was doing what and all that stuff. And I don't know how to do that kind of stuff.
But you were in charge of kind of keeping it organized and making sure.
Yeah, and seeing that the new people come in and got were taken care of when they came, you know, and so. But everybody helped so much. It was just great. It was like, it just went like it was supposed to, yeah. Because there was nothing that we applied or concentrated on working on that we couldn't get help on. So at all, when we needed certain things, some way or another, the people heard about it and they would come and take care of it. You know, it was just great. It was like a story, honestly. Yeah, a good story. Yeah, very good story, yeah. Because I don't remember having any problems getting anything done.
I only remember bits and pieces. I was like,
yeah,
six.
Or yeah, I know.
Seven.
Yeah, she was just a little kid. She just remember when I make her come up and wait for me at the church.
Probably always knew where to find her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not at home. She's probably at the church. Right?
Also, during that time, I remember you making the icing cake the most.
Oh, the big cake. Yeah.
That, yeah. And working on the chandelier and the icons and
yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. But your dad, he was an artist, and he did an awful lot of work for Fiona, you know. And he was really good, really did beautiful work. Yeah. So I was really proud of it. They always say I did it all, but he did a lot of the restoring on the icons and the things that needed to be. The, what did they call those? Can't even remember what you call them.
It's some kind of a pillar, but I can't think of what they are.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
that was, whew, I'm glad it's done. And I'm not doing any more.
Is that kind of the first big restoration that had been done on the church since it was completed?
Boy, I don't know. There was no history in the records of them doing restoration. Well, I'm sure they took care of the building
right. Because
the building was good and was sturdy and stuff like. There was we had to do some restoration on the bell tower and
foundation.
I can't remember. Yeah. There were so many things going on at the same time, you know, yeah.
But in terms of what the church looks like, it probably looks about the same as it did in the early 1900s, is that right?
Oh, yeah, because the restoration that we did do on it was just what needed to be fixed, yeah. We didn't build anything new in it. I mean, we didn't put anything in there that wasn't there before, you know. Just because a priest came and said, well, you need a such and such and so and so. We didn't do a such and such and so because we never had one before. So we just tried to keep it as cool, as original as it was, yeah. And then there probably is stuff we overlooked. I don't know. But every priest that came was really happy with what was done and really appreciated the people participating and stuff like that, so we had real good feelings about it. Yeah, didn't have any. I don't remember any problems. You know, of somebody promising to do something and not doing it. You know, because it seemed like just all you had to do was ask for it, and it just seemed to come from somewhere. A lot of it I have no idea because it was done amongst the priests and stuff like that, yeah. So, I don't know, Father. I can't remember. Thought I'd never forget his name, the priest that helped me so much. Oof, that was a long time ago.
You had services just when they were visiting priests?
Priests, yeah. We didn't have a given priest, yeah.
So about how often would a priest come?
Well, we usually were lucky enough to get one at Christmas time, and we always had one at Easter. But in other times, it was
funerals, weddings.
Yeah, weddings, funerals,
weddings, yeah. Easter, Christmas.
Yeah. And
sometimes.
And then whenever, well, the bishop would appoint priests that would that were to come, but some they could only come when they could come, you know. We weren't on a regular list of, but we always seemed to have somebody had a real good relationship with the bishop. He was a great guy. Oh, I could have fallen in love with him. He was cool.
Maybe you did and you just didn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. I probably did.
Yeah. That was Bishop Gregory.
Just was so much help and did so good. It's so good. He was so good with what he performed. Yeah. I was really proud of him. Yeah. So we did have, but I don't know, it seemed like when we needed something done, someone would come out or, that you never even knew before would come and take over and just do what needed to be done, you know. Uh-huh. It was really interesting. Sometimes it was so surprising to me. I said, boy, I really knew there was someone upstairs helping us because it just fell into place so beautifully.
Uh-huh. And then in the years after that, you did have a couple of priests.
That did come and live it, yeah. Father. Oh, gosh.
Father Paul.
Yeah, Father Paul. Lived in Soldovia. But most of them, we didn't have a large enough
congregation,
yeah, there to be able to afford a priest, really, you know, because we just, if we ever had any money ahead, and we it all went to mostly to the priests, yeah.
How long was Father Paul there?
I don't know how long, yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't either. But he would come and go. He wasn't there. Did he live there for a while? Yeah, he lived there for a while.
He lived there for a while.
Yeah. But then there was not enough congregation to really support a priest to live there till we ran out of money.
Yeah. I think mostly that's what it was. Yeah. There were a lot of us there, but
yeah,
the money wasn't available.
But then we just couldn't afford to keep a priest, yeah. Because the priests have families too, you know, just like everybody else. So it's hard when the priests are there that had kids, well, that if that year school wasn't taught, the year that the kids were in school, the age of the kids in school, you know, so we just, because we'd only have, I think we only had, I can't remember. It was all so busy, I can't remember. Yeah.
And then was it Father Active?
Yeah, and she wasn't living in Soldovia when Father Active was there.
No, I wasn't living there in Soldovia, yeah.
Her, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because your second husband, Simon, you guys traveled and she lived in Anchorage for a while. And
he
was an electrician, so they weren't in Soldovia then.
Yeah.
Was he from Soldovia?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't know where he was from.
But he lived there, right?
Yes, yep.
I've seen pictures of him, that's why
Yeah, he did live there.
It wasn't pictures of him. We just had another community reunion, and I know there were some pictures of him, and I know people identified the house, or one of the houses, as being his house. That's
what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I hadn't heard the Josephson name other than him, so that's why I was kind of curious if he was from there or not.
No, he grew up. No, his mom.
Yes.
His mom lived in Soldovia and stuff, yeah. Sisters. I can't remember if he, did Simon have a brother? I don't even remember that.
I don't think so.
I don't think he, I think he was,
because he was spoiled rotten. Yeah, he was rotten.
Had all sisters to take care of him, yeah.
Speaking of houses in Soldovia, I know that you all lived in a Quonset hut on the slough.
Yeah, we lived in a Quonset.
What was that like?
Yeah, grew up in it, yeah.
Oh, you grew up
in it? Yeah, that was home, yeah. Okay. My dad had a machine shop downstairs. It was out on the dock. And then we lived upstairs from the shop on downstairs, yeah. And it was all out on the dock. We didn't have any yard. Had to go to the kids had to go down on the boardwalk to play. Or up at the school, if they were having any kind of games or anything, you had to go to the school to play. Most everything, though, was done on the beach, though, really. Yeah. When the tide was out.
Okay, so yeah. You grew up in that home as a child, and then you lived there as an adult as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was... My brother and I, and then I had a little sister, Diane, yeah. Yeah.
You lived in McDonald Spit when my siblings were kids.
Yeah,
though,
when her kid, right? Yeah, lived out at the Spit, yeah.
Down on the Spit itself?
No, I had 5 acres up just above. I had 5 acres with a natural spring, and I had the really best piece of 5 acres in the whole on McDonald Spit, in McDonald Spit area, yeah.
Just the base now, so it's they've subdivided it now. So it's 5 separate lots, but it's right at the base of McDonald's Spit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have beach access. It's not right on the beach, but it's prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was no road there. When we lived out there, we had to go into town and skiff or walk.
I was just going to say, I don't think that road went in until the 70s or something.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
How long would it take you to skiff to town?
I don't know, till we got there. I don't know.
No, never, look at me. I wasn't around.
I never never even thought of time. Mm-hmm. But we always start out in the morning. We start out on the tide. That's the way we worked it. Yeah.
Because you wanted it to be high tide so you didn't have to haul everything up the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And then... there was the mine was active too, so a lot. If you had heavy equipment or something you wanted to bring up, the mine would have that barge come, you know, and they'd take it to their dock, and then you'd go and pick up whatever you had coming and take it in a skiff to your location. Yeah, yeah.
Were there many other people living out there, or was it pretty quiet?
There were. Not really a bunch of...
Ekrins?
Yeah, there's Ekrins. And then a lot of people that would come in the summer, they had summer cabins and stuff, and I didn't know all of them.
Ekrins, he had a cannery down there, didn't he?
Who?
Ekrins Cannery.
Didn't they have a cannery down there?
Oh, man, yeah, he had that, but that was...
It wasn't operating.
No, no, it never operated. As long as I was there, it never ever operated. So... I think he just had it as a business thing to get, I don't know, to get money or something. I don't know what he did. The old man, I don't know. And Ekron, he didn't do anything, so hard to say. He was drunk all the time. Yeah.
I imagine he probably got stuck in town once in a while if he... Take the skiff in and the weather would come up,
Mom and the family. My mom and dad and them lived in town, yeah.
Okay.
So we'd go and stay with them, yeah. And then when it came school time, then we had to move to town, wasn't it?
You moved to Anchorage.
Oh, yeah, then we moved to Anchorage, yeah. Kids went to school up in Anchorage for a while. But did we ever move back down? Yeah. That seemed like we were always
You were
moving.
In Anchorage for the earthquake.
Yeah.
You weren't in Saldovia for earthquake.
Because
you were working in the beauty shop.
Yeah, I was in Anchorage then, yeah. Yeah, we were in Anchorage then, yeah. Because I went to beauty school and then had a shop in Anchorage, yeah. Out on Spinard Road, yeah. Out the road, yeah. Somehow or another, I always was in the woods. I can't figure that out.
Neither. That's why you're here. You like
yeah,
the woods.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
I'm in the woods again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like during the earthquake?
Oh, I was so scared and so busy, I don't really... There's parts of it I don't even remember, or I don't want to.
Were you at work?
Yeah, I was at work, yeah. The kids were with You guys were over at...
I wasn't born yet, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the kids in Southern Maryland were over at... they stayed next door with... what the heck is their name?
But during the earthquake, they were in the grocery store with Dad.
Oh,
remember?
That's... Yeah, that yeah luckily they were with their dad that day, yeah. Yeah, that's right. They were in the grocery store. Boy, yeah.
During Easter and...
Yeah.
One of them had stuffed animals falling on
falling
them.
Falling all over them, yeah. Yeah, because I was in the beauty shop then. Luckily, I don't think I had a lady. I was waiting for people to come in. I didn't have anybody I was working on when the earthquake came. I don't even remember that.
Well, it was Good Friday, so I suppose you were probably pretty busy because everyone was wanting their hair done for Easter, right?
Yeah, that's what we were doing, the fancy hairdos, yeah. I don't even remember that, and I really don't even want to remember it, okay. Yeah.
Well, what brought you back to Seldovia?
Oh, because I always wanted to come home, yeah. Yeah. Just got... Because it's so... Well, I had a shop in Anchorage and then out on Sand Lake, so... But then I sold the shop and sold that and went back to Seldovia, went back home, yeah.
Started your own down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started one down in Seldovia, which... worked out fine because you didn't have to do very much. It's just like I did before I was a hairdresser. And I think even the same patrons.
Mm-hmm. Then when you closed the shop, they just came to the house.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your husband? I know he was a painter. Why did he come to Seldovia?
I don't know. He came one year and worked in the cannery and worked around town when he first came there.
Where was he from?
Ohio. Yeah. I don't know where when he got to Seldovia. I don't even know whatever brought him to Seldovia. He never talked about it very much at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
Only portions I know about it is from Auntie May.
Mm-hmm.
Manette Sharp, she had wrote a book and said that he had stayed with them.
Oh, Sharps?
Yeah, for a while.
Oh.
And then would skiff all the ladies over to Homer to go to the dance hall.
Yeah, probably.
Right? And that's...
Yeah.
Because really he didn't talk about it much.
But he was an artist. He was... Well, have you ever been to the Hof Brau in Anchorage?
I haven't, no.
Oh, he painted that. All the murals in there, he painted those. And then what other... I know in Anchorage, he did some other big things. But he did backdrops and stuff for plays and things that they put on in Anchorage, yeah. He was a good artist, I think. I liked his work. Yeah. And I don't even know if I have. I don't think I have one of his pictures.
Oh, we do. We do. You don't have one here. Yeah. We all have them.
Yeah, the kids have my pictures, yeah.
Yeah, we actually have some of his paintings hanging in the museum right now.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
In which museum?
In the Seldovia Museum.
In the museum that you started in Seldovia.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because put pictures in there.
Well, we have, right now we're featuring you and...
Me?
Yeah, I have your headdresses there that you made for the girls.
Oh, good. Oh, cool.
Yeah, we have those all on display.
Oh.
Have your husband, three of your husband's paintings as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh.
Can you talk a little bit about how the museum got started?
How the museum in Seldovia?
We pulled up some... Darlene found some pictures of you and Clara at a typewriter typing the cards that for the stuff that you folks collected to display.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, Darlene had it.
Mm-hmm. Because remember, it was in SNA's old building, so
yeah,
she had them from the office.
Yeah. Oh, far away.
But what made you guys decide to
To open the museum?
Yeah, to create a museum. Because
there was quite a few artists living there, and they wanted to hang their stuff, you know, and stuff like that. Well, at first it was like that. Oh, man, I don't remember that. My memory is shot. It's gone to the museum.
That's okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So originally it was going to be more of an art museum? Or a gallery, maybe?
Yeah, well, just museum of the town. Because we had not only paintings and stuff like that, we had different... the old-timers brought in their old fishing gear and old pictures and stuff, and we just hung all of that of the people from town, yeah.
And so a lot of the objects that are in the museum were things that you said, hey, we're starting a museum,
For the museum, yeah.
I always wondered how that first collection kind of came to be.
Yeah.
How those boots, the...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Narrow-toed boots, and there's an old phone, and...
Yeah, all the old things,
I think that you guys collected that iron.
Yeah. I can't
remember. Stovetop iron, that was...
Yeah, but a lot of people just donated it, but just brought stuff in, and we showed it for them, they put it on display and stuff like that, yeah. I didn't know how to run... a museum. I just took it in and wrote down that it was from them and stuff like that, and give them a receipt that their stuff was there, you know, and so they could pick it up any time they wanted it, you know. Yeah. Oh yeah, because we kept track of whose stuff was there and stuff. I don't know where all that. It's somewhere in a box. In a box somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Or maybe it's down, well, they have a museum down there now, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's probably. What Jan's in charge of that now.
In charge of it? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. This project, this interview that we're doing today is a museum project. So.
Oh no, that's what got me telling stories of myself.
That's okay.
No fair.
Yeah, that's fun.
So we want to collect some of the memories of
working on
the
it.
Church, and just how things came to be, and... But it, what it, was like.
It really wasn't that hard, because everybody helped. So we had such great help, and people came and learned too how to do and what to do. And we didn't know what to teach them; they just learned with us, you know. So it worked out really. And we've always had great. Anytime we've ever asked for help, we've always gotten the help. So that was what was so great. You met so many great people.
You went and you took a class on how to do some of the records and so on. Is that right?
I don't know. Did I?
Someone was telling me that.
Maybe.
I thought it was you and maybe Darlene.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Because
Darlene was a lot of help, yeah, for helping to set up books and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, she was a lot of help. Anytime I didn't know what to do, I always went to Darlene. Yeah. So she worked in the office and could do research without, you know, real easy. And she knew how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. Just somebody brought it in. I gave them a receipt and the date they brought it, and then it was always there. We always left it open, because if they wanted to take it back, you know, or needed it for something else, it was theirs. It was always their property, you know, not... We were just keeping it for them, I guess, yeah.
So where was the museum at that time?
Huh?
Where was the museum at that time?
It was in the Native Association, Bentley. They had part... One section of the building there where the museum, when we first started collecting things, yeah. So it was under the SNA, yeah.
And because I'm still so new to Seldovia, I'm not exactly sure what building that is.
So it's where our big building is now. So it was called it the Blue Building back in the...
Mm-hmm. So it was a cannery, and then it became the SNA office?
No, where we are, where... the tribe's administrative building is. Yeah.
So there was a. So you're talking about a previous building.
Yep.
That
there
was
a. There was a blue trailer.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a double wide. That was SNA's office.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
For quite a while, really. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, because we just, people, old people would die and they just, the family would give us stuff, you know. So we just started collecting. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon we got serious and said, well, we better start listing it and setting up some kind of, and then displaying it, you know. Because most of the time we just displayed it in the native building, yeah. Yeah.
So did you get some cases then, or?
Some what?
How did you display the objects? Were they in a case or just on a table?
On the shelf over there, and in the other room there, and just where we had room to put it. Because, mm-hmm. well.
Eventually you got cases.
Yeah, eventually.
From the
we
newsstand.
Got, yeah, eventually we started doing it like you're supposed to really do it. We just, but first we just had this stuff sitting around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really something how it fell into place and became what it is now, you know. I never dreamed of that when we started, because I thought, oh, well, we'll just show a few things. Yeah.
We still have a lot of those same things, and people are still coming in and...
Well, at first, a lot of it was Frederick's. I think he had no place to put it, so he brought it down to the buildings and put it, keep it there.
Right, Elsa's? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because he did a lot of work on that for us, yeah. He worked real good for us on that, and getting money and. But everybody did, though. I can't say one person did it, because it was the community. It was a community thing. Because they were people that weren't even native would bring in stuff for us, yeah. So it's really nice, yeah. It was a community thing, definitely. Mm-hmm. Far as I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know, I haven't even been down there since I got old and retired.
No, you haven't been there for quite some time.
Yeah, I know.
About 5 years, I think.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Whew. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, though, but it has been 5 years, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Hoofty. Yeah. So, but it was interesting. It was really a lot of fun. And a lot of people had brought stuff in temporarily, and there was some really interesting stuff there that we would get, some really old stuff and stuff that you didn't even realize that the people had that was part of the community, you know. So it was really interesting working with it, and then not knowing what you're doing, it was exciting because everything you did was something new.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, I've learned an awful lot since I started working there.
Yeah, yeah, that's really surprising. And the least thing you expect comes in and ends up being a really interesting, important piece, you know. Cripe, yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite things that we got just a couple of years ago was just, it's a little tape measure. It's about that big.
Oh,
But it's from the H.S. Young store.
Oh.
She hasn't been an H.S. Young store in a very, very long time.
Long time, yeah. Oh, for crying out loud.
Laura Urson Risoff sent that to us.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Because she had really neat things. I bet all Norton got neat things because Laura, she liked to collect those kind of things. Yeah. And I don't know, what the heck was her brother's name? He probably, because he was like a collector too.
Is that Raider?
Huh?
Raider?
No, the younger brother.
I can't think of his name.
Jeez, and I even went out with him quite a few times. I can't remember.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't last.
Yeah, it didn't last. That's
erase that name right out.
Yeah, really. We don't want that on our list.
We still get people that bring things in, or sometimes we just get a package in the mail. And
yeah, that's the way it used to be, yeah. Or someone would come in and say, oh, yeah. And they go home, they talk to their mom or somebody, and then they'd write me a letter and say that mom had this or that and wanted to, and then they'd mail it to me. It was really something how it came together, because I didn't have to go out and plead for stuff that just came in the mail. Yeah, it was really neat. Or it was some family thing that they wanted to make sure that it had a place for it to stay in case something happened to them, the older people, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was really like putting it in. They wouldn't send it right away, but when something did happen to them, or when they wanted to, then they would send it. Mm-hmm. But I always had a list of things that people were gonna, I don't know whatever happened to, or if they don't even do that anymore like they used to do it. I don't know at all.
Yeah, we actually just got a pair of mukluks in. Oh. That I think, didn't she sew, right?
Not you, but they were from Jan's. They were Esther's that grandma made.
My grandma made. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so excited to learn that, too, because I first looked at them and I thought, well, you know, are these connected to Saldavi or not? Because the style is, you know,
different. Yeah, different. Yeah.
To find out that your mother was the one who had made them,
yeah.
You know, Tuggle had asked her to make them specifically for Esther.
Then, yeah.
Boy, they've become a pretty important item. Ooh,
yeah. So, oh, cool.
Yeah, I think that actually might be the most recent thing we have.
Oh, is it really? Oh, neat. Yeah, I haven't been down. I haven't been in there for quite a while.
Jan and her daughter came to Saldavia this summer and were cleaning the house out. So they, you know, they were looking for some place to keep, just like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
To keep some of those things.
Yeah. So. Oh, that was nice. Mm-hmm. So it was so nice of them to remember us. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, so right now they're being kind of protected for now, and then we'll try, this winter I'm hoping I can do some cleaning.
Well, Jen, she was always interested in it anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just keep thinking of her a little kid.
Yep.
But bigger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the little kid.
You're the little kid, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I know when I wish we had had something going after the earthquake, because there was a lot of stuff that went to other towns and stuff that should have stayed here, should have stayed in Saldavia, that they didn't know what to do with it, so they just sent it to
the rebuilding, they had no place to put things, and so that's
we didn't have a museum or anything then. Yeah, all we had was people that belonged to the Native Association. The old people would bring stuff in, you know, and leave in the office, you know, but then we never were honestly collecting things from old Saldavia, you know. Yeah. Probably was quite a few nice things we could have had in there if we'd have had some place to put them. And some place to put them, we never. Because they always just put them in a box and stored them in the Native building. That's what they did.
That's the problem, is storage, display space.
Storage space.
We deal with that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed at all.
No.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Still working on that one.
Yeah.
Like, I think almost every museum out there.
I think so, yeah. I know, because one generation is really interested in one section, and then the next generation wants to store that and put out what's on their list, yeah. I'd still like to, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I was in there. Next time I go home, I guess I should go down there and check it out. Yeah.
I'd take you.
Because that one time I think the last time I was there, I wasn't there long enough to do anything like that. I don't remember. If I went, I don't remember even. But that's a good idea to put on my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Take a trip down.
Next spring when the fast ferry is running.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, I've kept you talking for about an hour now.
Oh, my goodness.
Topics you can think of that we should...
Well, she could go on for hours, so...
Yeah. Holy moly, yeah. It's surprising. As a community, we really did do a lot of things. And the one thing that I really enjoyed was when you started a community project, the whole community participated, you know. And that was so great. I was so grateful to all those people that I never thought even had anything of interest would bring stuff in, you know. And it was really neat to get a history of it and then to have it, you know. First, didn't know what the heck to do with it. Start piling up in the corner. Didn't know what to do with the stuff. Till we decided we better put it on display and stuff like that. And then we did it just in the Native building there. We didn't finally got a location for it, yeah. But it was nice, and a lot of people were happy to. The old people that were getting old and stuff like that, I don't know what I would do with this, you know. Because a lot of them were just, didn't have children and stuff like that, but they were collectors, you know. So those were the ones that had the interesting things, you know, because usually the kids would claim them. Well, that's the natural way in the family, you know, kept it in the family. But then we did have display where they could, it was still theirs, but they could display them there too. They would display them there too. So that I'm glad we did that because...
Yeah, and we still have some of those things.
There's still those there, yeah.
Someone else, but there's a lot of us to keep them on display.
Yeah. It was interesting how I never expected it to grow when we first stuck that few stuff out and we had a display, glass display front thing, you know, old big
old thing. We just got rid of them.
Did you just get rid of them?
Yeah.
Here's their history.
I know, but they're
no place to put them.
The items are still there, but the case.
The cases, yeah.
No place to put them. We got some new cases that can seal so that the insects and the dust can't get in.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
They're a little bit safer.
Looks like a real museum.
I have to come home and
I know.
See it.
Yeah, I'll bring you to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just getting started on creating some new storage space.
Oh, are you?
Collecting a little bit more once we have a better place to keep things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Frederick put a lot of stuff in there? Or did he? Because he had a lot of stuff. I always wanted to go. Well, he'd take me down. I'm going to give something to us. And he'd take me down to his shop. And, man, that thing was full of good stuff that we could have had in there. But he was saving it, I guess, for his kids or something. I don't know. Never did really say. Well, some of it he said, you know. But he had gotten stuff like from up in Kenai and up where his location was and stuff, you know, around the inlet, so he had a really neat collection. So, well, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all I can think of.
That's good. You thought a lot. That's good.
I don't know. I can't tell you for sure if it was all true or not.
All right, well, thank you so much.